Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we honor St. Francis Xavier, one of the most outstanding missionaries of the Church. Born in April 1506 of a noble Basque family in Navarra, Spain, the Xavier Castle. It's a very illustrious family. And Francis Xavier had high ideals in life, and he wanted to especially restore his family to its former glory, which it had somewhat lost at the time. At the age of 18, he went off to the university. You know, at that time, the center of Catholic higher learning was the University of Paris. So he went there to study. And while there, things would change completely. That is when he met Ignatius of Loyola. And Ignatius befriended him, noticed in Francis Xavier so much potential for doing great things, his talents, his gifts that could be best used not for Francis Xavier's original intentions for human glory, but rather for the greater glory of God. In particular, what changed Francis Xavier's course was so not just Ignatius's friendship, his influence, but the very words of our Lord in the gospel passage that Ignatius, reminded him of. Those words were, "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul?" So Francis Xavier, I guess, reflected on these words, and they took deep root in his soul and his heart, and transformed him. And the words that we heard in today's gospel passage were realized in him. "Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock." So we lived from that point onwards for the greater glory of God, which would be the motto of the Jesuit order. He embraced the religious life together with Ignatius of Loyola and with five other companions, and they made the profession of the vows of religious in the church in Montmartre in Paris. So this would be the nucleus, the beginnings of the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus. The following years or so, he was eventually an ordained priest in Venice, together with Ignatius and some companions. He would soon make a vow to go to the Holy Land, but unable to do so because of a blockade by Turkish Muslims, he went to Rome instead, and there placed himself at the disposition of the Pope to be sent anywhere to the foreign missions, wherever there was greater need. He had to wait for some years until eventually there was a request which came from the King of Portugal asking for missionaries to go to India. At the time, the East Indies were a Portuguese colony. So Francis was able to go, taking the place of a sick confrere. So the rest is history. Pretty much from that point onwards, he spent the rest of his life as a missionary, some 10 to 11 years or so, laboring in Goa, Malacca, Japan, and finally reaching the shores of China, bringing some 30,000 or so pagans to the Catholic faith. A lot of souls being brought to Christ just by his own efforts. He died on this day, December 3rd, in the year 1552, at the relatively young age of 46. He died of exhaustion and fever, barely making it to the island of Shangshuan, China, near the port of Canton. He was canonized in 1662, named Patron of India and the Far East in 1748, and Patron of the Foreign Missions in 1927, together with St. Thérèse of Lisieux. He wrote letters when he was on mission, you know, back to his superior, St. Ignatius of Loyola. And one of the letters has him write this to St. Ignatius, I believe writing from Japan. He says, "Many, many people hereabouts are not becoming Christians for one reason only. There is nobody to make them Christians. Again and again, I have thought of going around the universities of Europe, especially Paris, and everywhere crying out like a madman, riveting the attention of those with more knowledge than charity. What a tragedy. How many souls are being shut out of heaven and falling into hell, thanks to you." He had a great missionary zeal for souls. And this is something that we should desire to have as well, which our Lord wants us to have, a great zeal, love for the salvation of souls, and to bring as many souls as we can to Christ. And this Advent season is a wonderful time to renew our commitment to bringing souls to our Lord, you know, to put into practice the gospel and preaching it. So we ask St. Francis Xavier to pray for us to have a similar missionary zeal and strive to bring others to Christ who are not far from us, who are not in the Far East, but they are very near to us in our own country, in our own cities and towns or neighborhoods, and perhaps and most likely among our own family members, relatives, friends, and co-workers. Let us not refuse them the help that they need and that they desire. Let us not refuse them the gospel, you know, Christ, their Savior, eternal life, salvation, and heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus rubi.